Hello and welcome to the Awaken to Wholeness Summit. I'm Val Salidkar. Today I'm really excited for us to explore how to activate and embody the science of connection and love with a dear friend and extraordinary woman, Michelle Alva. I'm going to tell you a little bit about this woman. She is the creator of the Alva Method, the Alva Method of Vibrational Healing and Rapid Mindset Change. She's a woman on a mission to uplift our world and remind us of our essential nature, that we are love. She does this by integrating her over 20-year background as a physical therapist, yoga therapist, energy medicine practitioner, belly dance teacher, psych K facilitator, and sound healer. So it's an incredible integrative approach. Her approach teaches individuals how to support an optimal environment for self-healing, from learning to activate their relaxation response, their body's wisdom, and their innate intelligence. The approach gives back the power to the individual as it teaches you how to embody, release, and raise your vibrational frequency to a new normal that is calm, balanced, and clear. The Alva Method experience creates major healing with minor effort. I love that. I especially love that, Michelle, that knowing that it doesn't have to be hard and complicated for us to connect and tune into our body's wisdom. And you are just absolutely brilliant in the way you've brought all of these things together and what you bring to the world. It's so wonderful to have you with us, honey.
Thank you so much, Val. And hello, everyone. And I'm so grateful for you for creating this amazing summit and just to be able to listen to all these different speakers. I'm so excited about the whole, it really is amazing what this little woman can create, powerful woman that you are.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, honey. And again, for any of us, you know, to just tune into our brilliance, our gifts, you know, the ways that we can show up in service, just as you embody in your life, honey. So here you are, and that's why I invited you. So here, you know, I just want to start right away by as we're just saying about, like, you know, how we tune into the gifts that we have to bring. And one of the many things that I love about you, and the reason why I felt it was very important to have you here, is because of the way that you invite people to connect with their physical bodies. Your background in physical therapy that has completely expanded into so many different modalities, but your background as a physical therapist is really a foundation for your work, and the way that you invite people to tune in to their bodies. And I think you used the words when we chatted the other day, that the body is a doorway. And I want to start there. I want to start there with how your life unfolded as a physical therapist into all the work you're doing now, and just how you brought all of that together.
Well, fortunately for me, I started to practice yoga when I was 18 years old. And simultaneously, I was going through physical therapy school at FIU, and I felt so peaceful and in love with the moment from being in Shavasana. And then I would go to school, and it was really intense for me, the different science courses. And I think yoga, that bodily experience of yoga, then learning about the physical body, taking gross anatomy, learning about biomechanics and how the mechanics of these joints, you know, the way that we breathe, the different pressures and the different pressure changes, you know, this is all this amazing engineering that we take it for granted, you know, just like the process of breathing, all the different muscles that are working and the different nerves and how it affects our mind. And I was really curious about then learning about the chakra system from yoga. It was really interesting how the physical body is such a metaphor and how we feel in our body for how our emotions are in our body. Mm. And I felt actually there was something missing in my training. So I graduated not really wanting to work as a physical therapist. I was more into the yoga part. But I felt like I needed to be 80 years old to be a yoga teacher. Like, I really admired the yoga teachers, and I felt like I wasn't gonna be ready for that, you know, until I was like 80. So it was really cool to like the Uddiyana Bandha, the bandhas, and then learning about the pelvic floor muscles and how the pelvic floor causes low back stability. Mm. You have to have some type of tone in your pelvic floor, the muscles where our genitals are, and naturally they create this corset effect with our transversus, the horizontal muscle fibers. And then learning about Mula Bandha in the yoga world, so I got to correlate these different parts of the body with the energetic system. And then myself, lucky for me, I had to have a C-section. So when I literally had surgery in my uterus cut, the second chakra, I felt so different. And my breathing right after my daughter was born, my respiratory system changed. It was really hard for me to breathe in. So I actually asked to get an abdominal corset. And then I was assessing my own breathing while I was post C-section. You know, it's kind of funny. Because I wanted to make sure my low back was going to be stable, that I was going to be able to hold my daughter and not like tear. I was a little bit nervous about the surgery because I never had a surgery. So being in my body and being aware of those muscles and then the biomechanics and the chakra system, it's just really cool to go through these experiences and knowing. I think knowledge about the human body has given me a sense of confidence with what I'm doing when I teach yoga or when I teach yoga therapy. And then knowing about the chakra system and the emotions and where we store our emotions has given me confidence working with those muscles too. And yeah, so I kind of take it for granted because that's my background, but I see how it really is a gem when we learn about science and then we also know the spiritual components and the energetic components. And I feel that's a part of the reason why this work is so effective. And it's just really using what we are. We are science and we're spiritual beings. So it's really exciting to get to try these methods out and test them and retest them. And then people give you feedback. And definitely knowledge is power. So I just want to share it, you know, because it is simple. I think the more simple a thing can be, the more natural it is, because nature is so simple, really. Everything that happens in nature, a lot of it is about surrendering and allowing. And when we have that confidence that we're doing something safe, we're doing something that's in alignment with how the body actually moves and breathes, and that just makes everything so much more harmonious. And I get to share that experience with people, and it just flows. It's really seamless, and that's what healing is really all about. Wholeness is all about.
Absolutely. What an incredible journey too, to, you know, first be so focused on the physical and then see how everything really comes together. And having the education and knowing the human body is so, it's so fascinating, isn't it? How all the systems fit together. And then we see it within ourselves. We see it in nature, as you're saying, everything is so perfect. You know, nothing can be compartmentalized because it all flows together. So brilliant.
And it's really that
as a foundation.
Yeah, like, work with clients, and then to have women that have, for example, irritable bowel syndrome or fibroids, or they have cervical cancer, breast cancer. So for so many years I've been working, and then I realized the correlations with the chakra system, with their emotions and their diagnosis, what's going on in the physical body. And it's not a mistake. It's not a, oh my gosh, why did this happen to me? It's very obvious there's different emotional patterns that we hold, and
hold
our body's just trying to, please, you know, pay attention to me, be with me, look at me, feel me. And when that happens, people release and have these beautiful connection experiences that is wholeness, that is coming back to the complete essence of who we are. And so it's been exciting to see how physical body really is talking to us. Physical body is our best friend. And that's why it's important for us to come back inside and say, what do you want me to know? You know, how can I grow from the pain, the tension, the whatever I'm holding, and how can I use this to grow? You know, I say we're going to turn our shit into fertilizer, because sometimes people get upset that their back hurts, or they get upset that they have fibroids. And so they look at it as something negative. So my goal is to get them excited. And I say that the shit stands for strengthen, heal, imagine, thrive. And then we turn it into fertilizer because that's what we do in nature. Nature uses everything, and the fertilizer is what helps us to grow the most in our garden. So I love these metaphors using nature, and then it just changes the whole perspective, and we can grow and strengthen from our challenges that really are not challenges, they're opportunities for us to grow.
I love everything that you're saying. And, you know, we think about this a lot, like in psychotherapy and psychology, you know, that when something's happening, you know, we look for the gift in the situation, you know, we talk about these kind of things, right? If we feel like we're in a challenge, you know, find out the ways that it's allowing you to grow, what you're pushing against, strengthens your muscles, all these things we say, we feel. And somehow I feel like a lot of this work seems to neglect the physical aspects of that exact same philosophy. You know, that by tuning into what may be uncomfortable in our bodies, we receive so much golden information about what's happening to us on every level of our being. And so by moving into the physical understanding and starting to bring our awareness to different parts of our bodies that feel in pain or in discomfort in some way, it's a gateway into an enormous amount of information about what's happening inside of us on every level, emotional, psychological, spiritual.
Like I tell my clients to say, and all of us can do this, if there's a part of your body that's hurting you right now, later on after the interview, you can lay down and you can literally put your hand over whatever part is hurting you and you can direct your breath. So for example, if my shoulder hurts me, I can close my eyes and I can feel first the pain. I can witness the sensations without any judgments, because sometimes we'll do this and we'll be like, ugh, my shoulder's killing me. You know, we'll have an opinion about our shoulder, but your shoulder doesn't want you to gossip about it because that's just going to stress you out more. So if you just put your hand there, it's like saying, I'm here for you and I'm just going to be an observer. I'm going to be a witness of whatever's going on here. And then we can breathe awareness there, and we can do that now. Just pretend, you know, you have shoulder tension. And just breathe into it. And then we can create a sound to express whatever the shoulder's feeling. So your shoulder might want to tell you something. And you can just use a sigh. It might be sounding like that. Or it might want to say, And that helps people to get in touch with how it's feeling. And it's also a way of releasing. And then the person just spent a couple seconds being present with their body. And that causes the mind and the body and the breath to integrate. And that is healing. That makes us feel our wholeness because we're no longer resisting what is. We're with it. And in that process of doing that, magic happens. People surrender. And so this is a little example of how this works. Is really special because I think a lot of us, like for me, I was really hard on myself most of my life. And if I did have pain or tension, I would get upset with myself and say, oh, I haven't been taking enough care of myself. Or so I would kind of talk bad to myself. So this process is really about holding a sacred space for ourselves. And that's going to make it easier for us to hold a sacred space for others and be empathic and compassionate. And we're going to attract people like that into our life because that's what we're doing. And sometimes we don't sit with our low back pain, or we won't ask our shoulders, what do you want me to know? What's going on? But it really is amazing how when we ask the questions, low back, you know, we could touch our low back and say, what do you want me to know? How are you feeling? And you'll literally get a feeling of, you know what, let's just take a break right now. Maybe I've been on the computer for too long. Maybe I'm moving and I'm moving boxes. Maybe I need to take a break. So when we take the time to touch, breathe into it, feel it, and then ask our body, what would you like me to know? What can I learn from this pain? What is this teaching me? Maybe all it's teaching you is how to listen. So it's really interesting because I know I'm like totally talking about myself here because I'm like a little energizer bunny and I want to help everyone. But I realized like my left heel recently, I went for a beach walk and my left heel was hurting me and I walked too much and I literally paused and I put my hand on my heel and I breathe into it and my heel is telling me, slow down, stop, and just pause because I was trying to get too many things done that day. So I might be coming from a good place. You know, I want to do good things, but my body is saying, don't disrespect me. I want to relax. Like, I want to take a break. You know, part of being productive, I learned now, is pausing and being and not doing as much. And then maybe like my intuition wants to tell me something. So sitting there quietly, I needed to get a download. And it's like the body is saying, shh, I want to send you a message. And you just don't stop, Michelle. So I'm sure a lot of people can relate.
Oh my God, honey, it's so, everything you're saying is so brilliant. I mean, a couple things were coming through as you were talking. And one is that idea of, you know, when we have some kind of inner pain inside of us that we want to, like, it's like holding ourselves like a child, right? Like nurturing that part of ourselves rather than berating that or shaming or doing these things, you know, nurturing ourselves and holding ourselves. And it's the same thing with the physical body. So that's the first thing that it made me think of, is just like loving ourselves. So when we talk about self-love, this is an exact example of what that means too. Something shows up in the body, and rather than the, it's okay, I'm here for you. How can I love you? How can I nurture you? And the other thing is, tuning into our intuition. Yeah. Really listening to what our bodies want to tell us. Like you're saying, my foot, my heel is saying, slow down. And the heel is not literally talking, but there is a voice inside of you that is saying, this message, pain, you know, when pain comes to us in our lives, it's a warning signal that something needs to shift. Right. And if we don't listen and we ignore it, a system can collapse. So it's a very important, amazing built-in system. You know, when we think about how systems work, it's an amazing thing that's built into our systems, every kind of living system. And when we listen to that,
that inner wisdom,
we really get, you know, in some of the other conversations in the summit, we talk about like tuning into intuition is like, you know, what does yes feel like in my body? What does no feel like in my body? And so we have such a physical reaction, and that includes the discomfort and pain. So it's really an amazing way to activate in our intuition by listening to our bodies.
Life is so much easier when I'm now in my body. Life is so much easier. Things just flow. And it's like when we're in our body, when we're present to our body, it's like saying we're breathing. And like breathing is what we're supposed to be doing to live, right?
Of course.
If we don't breathe, we can't function, right? So if we're not feeling in our body, we're missing this major way of communicating and living our life that we're really designed to be living this way. Imagine if the animals didn't listen to the weather, or they didn't listen to their intuitive information. But that's how animals live. All animals. They don't watch TV and look at what the weather's going to be like. You know, they have to rely on their intuition.
Yes, and we're also animals. You know, we've just distracted ourselves
in
a way with this, this particular kind of consciousness that we hold. Absolutely, and it is coming back to that sense of tuning in a really deep way. So, tell me a little bit more about the ALVA method and like how you brought all of this amazing wisdom into the invitation for others, self-healing in others.
Well, a lot of this work has been from my own perspective of what I feel is lacking right now in our healthcare system. I feel that self-empowered approaches, I feel that is what's been missing in our healthcare system. And people tend to think that they have to go to specialists to help themselves to heal. And so this approach is all about bringing the shaman to awaken inside of you, your inner physician to awaken inside of you, and to give people back the tools as natural as possible, based on science, how to raise their love hormone, their healing hormone naturally for themselves, so that each person can be a self-empowered healer, healing guide, healing catalyst for themselves and for the world. Because the more we activate the empowered healer inside of us, we're also activating the empowered lover inside of us and the empowered connector inside of us, because that's all the same hormone of oxytocin. And as each one of us awaken in this way and feel confident in this way, we're not going to need to go and buy an aspirin or need to go spend thousands of dollars if our stomach hurts us, for example, and we learn how to do our diaphragmatic breathing, massaging our tummy. We can learn about peppermint, you know, using essential oil and doing things naturally, then you won't have to miss as much work. You know, you just help yourself immediately. Mm-hmm. And a lot of this work is about changing our mindset, because I've learned over the years that when a person is aligned with their beliefs and they wish to heal and grow and thrive, whatever's happening to them, their recovery happens so much faster. Mm. So that's where Major Healing and Your Effort is really about, asking them, how committed are you to releasing and processing your low back pain? Do you really want to release your low back pain? Because some people have said, I really don't want to let go of my back pain because then I'm going to have to go back to work. And in the healing session, that was their truth. They were actually scared to heal their back pain because they didn't want to go back to work. Or
that is such a good point, Michelle. I just want to say, because even beyond like the going back to work, sometimes we start identifying with a role, let's say the role of victimhood, and we start getting lavished attention when we're not feeling well. So we continue to create that discomfort in our bodies because we want to feel loved. There's so many connections to that. Absolutely with you on that.
So when we turn on our own inner physiology to heal ourselves, which is what we're designed to do anyway, and we're doing it anyway, we're just not aware. Like, we're consciously creating right now our physiology. We're literally determining how our genes are expressed. And if we focus on fear, worry, we don't like ourselves, we say negative things to our body all day, we look in the mirror and we don't like what we see, we're literally creating dis-ease, but we're not even aware of it. So now that I know the science and I know about quantum healing, I will catch myself if I create something that's not supportive in my physiology, and I'll say, change. Because that's what I learned from Dr. Joe Dispenza. I've taken workshops with him, and that's what he says to do. So it's like I slap myself and I say, like, wake up, Michelle, change, you know, and then I'll say, what do I want to create? I don't really slap myself, but like energetically, the change is saying, is this really what I want to create? So I catch myself sometimes going back to my past and worrying or dwelling on something. But now I have this awareness to wake up, you know, what are you? I caught myself, I'm thinking, I'm dwelling on something about the past, or I'm worried about something. So then I'll make myself refocus to the present. I'll do my breathing. And then I'll ask myself, what do I want to create? How do I wish to feel now? And that'll be something that, for example, I wish to feel light. I wish to trust. God loves me. Let me lean back in my chair. So I will use my physical body through the breathing, asking me a question myself. And then I'll lean back into my chair. This is something I do throughout the day. Like, I might be driving and I just catch myself driving like this. Like, I'm leaning forward,
right,
and go. And then I'll like, change, you know, and let me go back into spa mode, because everything really does work so much better when I'm more relaxed. And I'll just lean back and I'll connect my breath. So this is a constant reconnection, come back to love, come back to breath. Mm. And I feel that's really what life is, to feel wholeness. It's not about being perfect and being anything other than present to the moment and the desire to reconnect and to stay conscious that we are love, that we're healing all the time, that our nature is to feel whole. We are whole already.
Yes.
And these concepts in the Alba Method is really about acknowledging that our Creator loves us, however you want to interpret Creator. Because when I do meditation and I pray, I say to God, you know, can you tell me what you want me to tell them? You know, like what is this approach? Because it was kind of coming up that I needed to create something based on everything that I've learned.
Yeah, it seems like you have amazing skills, so many amazing tools, and you're just opening yourself into an intuitive guidance system. Right?
Yes. And what came up big time is tell them how much I love them. They're so loved, that all of us are so loved. So if we can live our life leaning back on the divine support, when you're sitting in a couch, in your car, sitting at your desk, when you go to lay down at night in bed, lean back into your divine mattress, into your divine love seat, your divine toilet even, in your bathroom, you know, take a break and you can lean back there too. So when you take these little breaks, your physiology will recalibrate to, I am safe. I am so loved. I am here on purpose. I was created on purpose. And that's what fills my day now more in those moments rather than I'm worried, you know, I'm in fear mode and I'll never stop. So now I have these control alt delete buttons in my physiology that recalibrate me to a more calm. And then I remember I am love. We are peace. This is our nature. It's my mind. It's my ego that's, I've let it run wild again. So I'm in control of my thoughts. This is how I live now, is kind of like holding back the reins of my mind instead of just letting my mind run the show.
Yes.
So that's really life lately more. I'm 43 now and my ego is not as front center stage as my soul. And at the same time, like I acknowledge that I love my ego and I love the contrast. I'm nice to my ego now instead of being ashamed or trying to hide my whatever I was ashamed about. I feel like I've become best friends with myself and I am my biggest cheerleader, I'm my biggest confidant. And I've really had to learn because life brought me all the reasons why, you know, I basically wound up, you know, I had a divorce 5 years ago and basically I had to learn that I wasn't a very loving person to my ex-husband or to myself. And I thought I was spiritual. So that's been really fun these past 5 years, especially looking at myself yes. in a way where I really had a lot of shame and a lot of guilt. And I definitely can be a space holder for people to process that now because I've been through the trenches of that. Yeah. And it's not easy. And now I've just turned that into an approach that is really simple because this is really our nature to heal. It's our nature to be whole. And that's why it works so well because it's supported by science. Science will always take us back to nature. So yeah. I love science.
Yes, absolutely. And you know, the level of consciousness that we bring to our bodies is part of that self-loving. And you know, there's something that you shared with me that I want to bring into this because I think it's just a great example of what we're talking about too on another level. Sitting on your toilet, I'm going to go there, leaning back, looking up, and what's on your ceiling, Michelle?
Well, I turn my palms up and I put them on my thighs. And in physical therapy, there's a McKenzie approach for back pain and we learn how to do this slouch over correct. So we bring our chest forward, shoulders down and back, and we breathe like that. And we lift our chin up because we spend a lot of time on the computer and we're flexing a lot. So I thought to myself, why don't I put my collage of pictures of what I want to create for 2017 on my ceiling, right? But my toilet, my master bathroom, because that's where I sit a lot, right? And I've been doing that for the past couple months. So I look up and I'm going to the bathroom and I do my sniffs, the breathing exercise. So I look and I let myself feel what it would feel like if all those things were true up there.
Nice.
And it's really neat because one of them says, like, thank you, God, for the miracles that are being created in my life. And for receiving large sums of money. Mm-hmm. And so it's been interesting because I've actually been selling packages of 10 sessions. My clients have been asking me, do you sell packages of 10? Yeah. Or they'll say, do you sell packages? So they're not saying, I want to give you lumps of money, but there's that vibration of what's coming in. Because before I had a really hard time with just getting paid more for doing healing work because I have a degree in physical therapy. So there was a subconscious program that was limiting me of having packages sold because we usually take insurance. So it's really interesting how now that I'm totally okay with it and I've been focusing in the toilet on the large sums of money, how my last two clients wanted to buy a package of 10. I think it's hilarious because it really does work. And I'll let you know about the other thing.
I love that.
I think it's a great community because we're releasing in the bathroom. And then what do you want to create? What do you want to bring in? And you could let it come in from above and release down below.
It's so funny. I love it. And what I love about that too, honey, is that you recognize that you're on the computer a lot. most of us are, myself included. So we're hunched, we're over, our heads are forward, or we're looking on our phones and we're like this so much. And you have built in a system where several times a day, you're literally opening your neck. So there's this built in system in your day-to-day life that allows you to stretch in a way that you know you need to. And that right there is such an amazing nugget. Like, it's right there for all of us to take in, everyone listening right now. How can you build in ways in your life that allow you to become very conscious of what your body needs, and then several times a day moving into that stretch or that movement or that opening or whatever it is that your body is asking for? You know, and it may or may not be on the toilet. It may or may not be with your vision board above you, but this idea is brilliant, honey. Brilliant to build it in.
Another one that I do this. We have receptors for oxytocin on the chest and on our abdomen. We literally on the skin, we have on the skin here the most receptors. So if I massage my chest, of course, doing it skin to skin is much better than over the clothing. And I massage my belly. And you can do this at night. This is what I do. I tuck myself in at night. Mm. And I literally create circles of love. And I do my breathing. And there's a breathing exercise on my website, the michellealva.com. I call this the E3 breath. It's extension, elongation, and expansion. Mm. We lean back in Baddha Konasana. So you can do that at night, because when you open your body, that literally is stretching all the fascia, the muscles.
Yes.
And then if you combine that with the breathing and the massaging, you're going to feel so relaxed. And it's getting us out of our head and into our body. So the parts that we're touching, we're bringing awareness down. And that's what we want to do. We want to tone down the mind at night. And a lot of people suffer from insomnia and so forth. So that's a great one. And I use it also throughout the day when I want to make a decision. I want my decisions to come from my heart and my gut. And it's so much easier if I massage myself a little bit and I'll ask myself, okay, which pair of shoes do I want to get? Like, you're probably between two. It's like little decisions. Or what do I want to eat for lunch? And I'll tune in. Where do I want to go to eat today? Mm. And this is how I make my decisions, is by feeling my body and what my body is telling me. And it's just become a habit now. So I definitely spend a lot of time touching. Like, if you looked at my brain, probably the part where you have chest, probably be a lot of like little nerves, because I do a lot of this. And also, like with breast cancer, I work with a lot of women that have had breast cancer. So I spend my time massaging my breasts, loving my breasts, because a lot of them have told me that they didn't even know they had a tumor. They never would do their own breast exam. Oh. And so I have this theory that if we all massaged ourselves more, we could actually probably diagnose ourselves a lot sooner than when it's too late. So definitely massage yourself, touch yourself, feel yourself, breathe with yourself and your body. And that's such a simple way to elevate our mood and get ourselves to feel loved.
And it really is coming back into that space of, of empowerment. What we were saying earlier about, you know, we become so dependent on a physician to tell us what's wrong, what to do. And if we don't have that, we're like lost, right? So this really gives us a way to tune into our, like you were saying, our own inner physician, right? And empower us to take healing back into our own hands, into our own body, because healing really is all about self-healing. And we need to know that we have the power to do that. We really have the power to heal ourselves on so many levels. And it begins with the awareness. Like you're saying, you know, even with breast cancer, just doing a self breast exam, something so simple that I think many women don't do.
Some women tell me, I don't want to touch my breasts. Or like, they'll tell me, oh, I don't want to touch my belly. Did you see how fat I am? I mean, I've had people tell me that they don't even want me to touch them doing the massage. So we'll put a pillow over. That's another great technique, is to put a pillow over your chest and your abdomen. Yeah. You can hug a pillow when you go to sleep at night. If you don't want to touch your body, it's okay. That's the thing with healing. We're going to go wherever you're at.
Right.
You start meeting each other wherever you are. So a pillow might be the first place, and then you can rub your hand over the pillow. That feels really good. And it just feels like mom, you know, I don't know. It just feels really motherly and nurturing.
Oh, loving.
like getting under a comforter. You could even wrap a shawl over your body or a comforter if you want to feel safe. So use the physical to feel the emotional releasing and the peace and feeling safe. Really feel a lot of us benefit from these type of things that people might say, oh, it's not a big deal, put a pillow under your belly. But do it for 5 minutes and breathe. And it just feels really, really good. There's something about it that it's really nurturing.
Even just hearing about it.
I feel a lot of us
so loving.
More nurtured. Sure.
Yeah, it feels so very loving. And I mean, and it really brings into our awareness like this question of why so many people feel so disconnected from their bodies, so in this the sense of being, you know, unable to touch ourselves and be nurturing with ourselves and with our bodies. And how many people, men and women, but especially we see this in women, where they look in the mirror and they're like they don't feel like they love who they are. They could be the most beautiful, literally physically beautiful creature or on any level, but that they just don't see the beauty that just radiates from within. That's always inside of them. How do you approach that with women? Like if people are listening right now and they feel like, I just don't love myself. I just don't feel like I'm beautiful. How do you approach that? I think probably a lot of women would like to hear about that.
Well, I talk about the mindset. So if that's what you're saying, that's going to be true for you. So that's your truth. That's your reality. So I would just say, would you like to invite a more loving relationship with yourself? Would you like to imagine, let's just say if you could imagine that you loved yourself more, what would that feel like? So I use the words invite. If you could imagine loving yourself, what would that feel like? Because they might say, oh, I can't even imagine that. Let's pretend that you can imagine that. Can you imagine that you can imagine that? So we kind of work with the words, and then I'll catch somebody say, yeah, I guess I could try. So then the door opened. And it's really interesting because it really does work. And that's one of the techniques in the Alpha Method, is to ask questions to get people to say yes. So for example, I'll say, are you willing to let go of the identity that you don't like your body? Are you willing to let go of any thoughts that weigh you down about your body? And they'll think about it. They'll say, yeah. And then I'll say, and if there's any resistance to releasing these negative thoughts or these low vibration thoughts, are you willing to let go of all resistance to loving yourself? And they'll start to get into the yes mode. They'll say, yes. Are you willing to have an awesome relationship with your body? Are you willing to be more nurturing to your body? Yes. And that's a part of the body work. They're laying on the table and they're learning how to use their diaphragm through its full range of motion. That's the E3 breath that I mentioned before.
Yeah.
And so we're inducing this state of openness because their body's in Baddha Konasana. Their body is breathing diaphragmatically. So their physiology is going to be more open to saying yes to change. And so it's like,
and just to clarify that position for people who aren't familiar with the term, this is laying on your back, right?
What the term?
The position, right? Can you describe that position in case people aren't familiar?
Yeah, so we're laying back, there's a pillow for our upper back, and the soles of our feet are together and our knees are wide apart. Yeah. So we're laying back with a pillow. And there's a video on my website under free download meditations. There's a link. And the very first one is a picture of me laying on my back on a bolster with my thighs open, my soles of my feet together. It's Baddha Konasana, reclined posture in yoga. And that is the posture that, think about it, if your body's open physically, you're going to be more open to whatever it is that's going on. But if you're saying like this, okay, crossing your legs and crossing your arms, you're not going to be as open to loving yourself, or you're not going to be that, literally when people, I could tell where people are at by their body language. Mm. So that's a part of the work, is to get people to say yes. Mm. And where can they feel comfortable saying yes? So then saying, I'm willing to invite a different way of perceiving my body. Okay, I'll say yes to that. And that's what I want. I want people to say yes. So it really does work. The more you say yes, you literally change your energy frequency. And I learned this in Psyche. So that's where I started to use a lot the yes, yes, yes. And if somebody just says yes, 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 for 5 minutes, you know, you're literally raising your vibration. I don't know if people knew that. That's pretty easy.
Well, tell us what Psych-K is, because I think a lot of people aren't familiar with that modality.
Well, Psych-K is a method of balancing the brain, the hemispheres of the brain. And what it does is it clears the charge of beliefs. So for example, if I want to lose 20 pounds, but my mom had a really hard time when I was a child losing weight, so I watched my mom struggling with weight, and I have the same program from my childhood. So I struggle, I exercise, I eat right, but I just can't lose those last 20 pounds, let's just say. Psych-K would be wonderful because we would choose a statement to balance in the body to clear that belief. So for example, it's easy for me to lose 20 pounds or more could be the statement, and then we would muscle test and see what their body, their subconscious mind is the body, would be saying. So for example, let's just say that person is weak with that statement. It's easy for me to lose 20 pounds. So that's letting us know that it's not their truth. And we would want to balance. So Psych-K uses, there's a long process, but basically you're balancing your brain hemispheres and using these brain balancing techniques. And thinking about the statement that it's easy for me to lose 20 pounds. And then what would that feel like if that was already true? And as we're sitting there, we'll have a release. A lot of times people experience these releases and then the body just reintegrates itself. So that belief no longer has power over them. And then they'll lose the pounds because there's nothing subconsciously holding them back. And basically, if you want to achieve something, but you struggle and you try everything, it could be something else. It could be your relationship. You might have a belief that it's impossible to have a healthy, interdependent relationship with a man, let's just say. Right. Because that's what you saw as a child, is a not healthy relationship. So that's where the Psych-K is really neat, because you can literally clear, you can clear allergies, you can clear pain, you can clear traumas of the past. It is a very intricate process, and the interesting thing now is that I use sound healing with Psych-K and the principles I learned with Psych-K, because sound is a very fast way to release these beliefs, and I'm really fortunate to have learned different techniques these past couple of years, and I'm definitely going to use the things that work the fastest. So sound healing is super duper fast and effective, and using the quantum physics, things that I've learned from Dr. Joe Dispenza. So I'm taking from these different teachers, and I use a lot of sound healing and a lot of having people sing their affirmations. So like, I am love, you can sing, I am love, and I'll be drumming over their body or playing the crystal bowl. So we're harmonizing to this new belief, I am love, and all of their cells are vibrating this frequency of I am love. So it's a lot easier to program the subconscious mind when you're singing it and you're vibrating it in every cell of your being. And you know, we're only 0.00001% physical matter.
That's right.
So
99.99%.
99.999% energy, and that's why I'm using energy, intention, breath, and then the body, it just clears these charges of the past. It works so much faster. So my degree, you know, physical therapy is really based on a very tiny part of what we are. However, when we use the science, the biomechanics of the body with that 99.999%, miracles happen, magic happens, because we are a miracle. We are miracles. And I think what I'm doing in this work is reminding people to remember that they're a miracle, to remember that we're magic. I mean, we can do anything. We can heal our cancer. We can heal our back pain. Sometimes all it is being with ourselves for a few breaths and saying, you know what? I choose love. I choose to love my back pain. I choose to love my cancer. And to see what is the blessing, what is the opportunity from it, and then it doesn't have to be there anymore. It's like, all right, I'm out of here. You learned your lesson. I'm going to heal now. It really does work like that.
Let's talk about that hormone that we talk about, that connection love hormone, right? Let's talk a little bit about
oxytocin
and how that oxytocin is released in the body and what that does on a physical level.
And the when we have, for example, if I am a person that massages myself in the shower every day, I do my diaphragmatic breathing. The diaphragmatic breathing stimulates the vagus nerve, and that nerve stimulates the relaxation response. And I don't know if you knew this, but 70% of your immune system is in your gut. So breathing with your diaphragm literally calms your nervous system, and it makes all the organs function much better, and your gut lining, and it helps to balance the gut flora even. So if we all were a little bit more calm and loving and had higher oxytocin levels, our immune system would be stronger. We would be able to focus more. You have better eye contact when you have more oxytocin flowing in your system. You'll be more fertile. You'll orgasm a lot easier. You'll be more creative. And you won't perceive pain as much. I used to get cramps when I had my cycle, my menses. And ever since I started doing these things, I don't even have any symptoms. Of course, I eat really healthy too. That affects it. But I notice myself changes. I don't feel that chronic tension in my body that I used to have. And I feel lighter. I feel freer. I feel younger. We even glow when we have more oxytocin. You know, like after you've had an orgasm, you look a little different. So you when we have an orgasm, there's a lot of oxytocin flowing through our system.
Yeah.
So we don't just have to have orgasms, though. We can massage our chest. We can breathe with our diaphragm. Singing, dancing, rhythmical movement, doing these types of things, like going for a walk is rhythmical movement. And yoga, vinyasa flow, chanting, doing different rhythmical things, even like hula hooping. So remember that rhythmical movement, heat also stimulates oxytocin, and the massage, rhythmical movement of massage. And all those things are ways that we can elevate ourselves. And definitely listening to music, anything that's creative stimulates oxytocin. And our nature is love. We're meant to be in love most of the day. You know, if there's something that's causing an emergency that we have to focus and go into stress mode, it's there to help us, you know, to fight that, whatever's going on.
But not the problem with that. We don't want to sustain that in our lives. That's where
we want to stay stuck in that. Yeah. That's why forgiveness too is a big one for oxytocin, to forgive. Yeah. And I have a meditation on my website to embody forgiveness so that all of our cells can feel that release of deep forgiveness. I think that's really important too. If you want to love more, forgive for sure. And a lot of it is to forgive ourselves. Yeah.
Wow, Michelle, this is just so, so enlightening on so many levels, you know, really bringing us into the mind, the body, and the spirit connection, you know, and just how we can fall more in love with ourselves and how the physical act of loving and nurturing and touching ourselves. I love the suggestion of the pillow too. Because for some people, it does feel scary to go right towards, you know, a physical touch because whatever mental blocks they have towards that or whatever traumas they might be holding in their bodies. So there are all these gentle, soft first steps, you know, to become deeper and deeper embraced within yourself. And
that's really important feeling is to ask ourselves, what do I need? You know, just asking that question, what do I wish to create? What do I wish to create? What do I wish to create? Because I feel a lot of us have forgotten. We've been wanting to make other people happy, and I'm generalizing here. But I know for me, I learned to love, that love came from outside of me. So when you raise your oxytocin, you're starting to feel all this love inside of you, and you're like, oh my God, I feel so happy, and I'm by myself, you know? And that really is self-empowerment. And I definitely feel I've learned how to do that. And I think I'm a lot better for others because I'm not codependent like I used to be most of my life. And I think I'm more enjoyable. You know, like they talk about the needy woman. I definitely was that. And now I know how to recharge my battery myself and how to come from a place of
overflow of love rather than a vampire of love, you know, trying to get it from someone else.
And always dependent on somebody else for your happiness. It's such an important and such an important point, and it's an important thing for all of us. This is really the heart of what it means when we say self-love, self-healing, self-forgiveness, self-empowerment, bringing it all right back into the heart. And that is such a powerful way to heal our bodies, right? Heal our past traumas. We have the power to do all of this through loving.
If you think about it, your heart is right here, right, on the left. And what's right next to your heart? Your lungs. And then what's right below? Your diaphragm. You know, the diaphragms are here. So there's this beautiful support around us, our heart, with our breath. And that's why the breathing is so important. I mean, I just can't stop talking about it. If I can feel pleasure.
Keep talking about it, because as you're talking about it, I'm finding myself breathing deeper.
Like, I remember crying in my bed one day because I felt so good breathing in life to the fullest. I literally was stretching my intercostal muscles. I was stretching my pelvic floor. And I was feeling that cylindrical expansion of my thorax, my pelvis. And I literally was laying on my back and I was just by myself and feeling my expansiveness of my body. And then this awareness around my body. And I felt like I was touching nature. Like I and nature were one. And it wasn't about my body anymore. It was more about, let me expand beyond what I feel is my body. And I just felt this light. And I want all of us to remember that we're not separate. You know, we're all affecting each other. And I started crying because I thought to myself, I feel so much pleasure and joy. And all I'm doing is breathing consciously. You know, all I'm doing here is being with myself. And how some people can't breathe on their own. Some people literally, I've worked with people that have spinal cord injury, and they, you know, like we take things for granted, simple things like going to the bathroom or breathing in fully. And if we can be happy with that, and mind you, if I was on a ventilator, I would just say, let's use aromatherapy, let's use smells, you know, let's make the best out of whatever we got. But if everybody can feel delicious in their breath, delicious in their body, beyond their body, and feel this connection, then we don't care so much about the other things. We're not so hooked on those physical things, like material objects. So I say to people, pleasure yourself with your breath, and then you'll be emitting this feeling of pleasure, this frequency of pleasure, and then we attract people that want to pleasure us.
I love it.
I mean, you get what you want.
Yes, and you know what too, like bringing us back to the breath is such a beautiful way to come, you know, together right now, because the breath is the bridge between the internal and the external world. And so as you're saying, like you feel, and we are ultimately expanded beyond our bodies. We are so much more than this body, you know, and nature is inside of us. The cosmos is inside of us. You know, everything is interconnected, and that breath is the bridge. That breath is the physical, you know, embodiment, the physical, what's the word I'm looking for? The physical evidence, you know, of our connection, everything that is, you know? So as we breathe in, we receive all that, you know, we're being breathed by life. And as we exhale, we are giving, we're giving our very breath to life. And that carbon dioxide then becomes nurturing for plants and trees and all the green ones on the planet that are then breathing in our breath. So even just in breathing, not only are we loving ourselves, but we are literally loving the world, giving our breath to the world. So it is such a powerful way to come home to this, that loving and self-love doesn't just mean our own physical self, but the greater self, the collective self.
The extension of us is nature. That's the extension of us. And I mean, you're all about that. Yeah. But see, when we walk, like when you go for a walk, look at the trees and thank them for all the oxygen that they're giving you. Everything that's green, even the green algae in the ocean, is feeding us oxygen. Yes. And when we have that perspective, there's so much awe for life. I mean, I literally spend time just staring at the ocean and letting the salt, you know, like, and just feeling nature.
and not just feeling myself. I mean, I'm all about feeling. I don't know if you got that. But even just feeling the sun, you know, let the sun's rays kiss you. It really is amazing how we can have so much fun on our own. I mean, I've had to learn this, you know, because I've had to learn how to be happy last year. So this is what freedom from codependency looks like. That's why I'm rejoicing right now, because I think
we all want that. We all want that, you know? Interdependence is not the same thing as codependence.
It's a lot more uplifting and enlightening. Yeah. That's why, like, I'm extra excited today, I think, because I just want to explain that to the people that are watching. Because believe me, I definitely, you know, I know I'm not alone. Like, there's a reason why this is coming up, right? I really feel like, just like children, I have a 12-year-old daughter, and it doesn't take much for her to be excited. You know, she's just outside and she's happy. And kids, they're so in the dirt, you know, like, they're totally in nature. And I think this talk is also about just coming back to the simplicity and how, I mean, look at the flowers out there. Everything's so beautiful. Everything's so colorful. It's so vibrant. And just the more we connect to our body, the more we get to taste the nature that is so beautiful. And so definitely, to the audience, spend some time feeling yourself and just close your eyes and just feel. And eventually you will feel the beauty of creation. It's just inevitable.
Absolutely. Oh my God, what a beautiful way to bring this home on every level. Absolutely amazing. And I also want to say, you know, Michelle, when you go to her website, michellealva.com, right, honey, there's so many free gifts. You give away so much, and that's something I love so dearly about you. You are such a giver. There's just so much there. And we're also blessed because you're giving us an amazing, beautiful gift, which is our 7-day Sexy, Sacred, Sensual You online challenge. So 7 days to dance with Michelle, and everybody gets that for free. And you're also gifting us as part of our upgrade, all access pass. If anybody's upgrading, they're going to get an incredible master class from you, which takes all of this to the next level, how to embody our wholeness.
And that was filmed in a beautiful park that I love, and in Key Biscayne, and it was really magical, the whole experience. So thank you so much, Val, for having us do these master classes, and people can see how gorgeous South Florida is and Key Biscayne.
Definitely. Right? As you're coming into yourself and completely embodying this inner sense of love, you're also recognizing yourself and everything around you and all that is, and expanding that sense of self, expanding that sense of love, right? So kind of like begins in that core and ripples out into the world. And that is ultimately what our world is calling us for right now, to fall in love. To fall in
love. And we affect everyone in our family. You know, I see now how working on myself, doing deeper soul work, has affected my relationship with my brother, with mom. And it's only my shifting, because see, I'm not judging like I used to, and the bitterness or the resentment that was there. There's only love. So love is such a miraculous force that sometimes people come to me and say, oh, what do I do with my husband? He's so angry all the time. And then I'll talk with them and I'll say, well, what if there was nothing wrong with your husband? What if you could open up more compassion to him? Because anger a lot is sadness, right? Anger is repressed sadness. Oh. I know that from Gary Zukav. So what if you saw him with a whole new pair of eyes, and then you were emitting this frequency of compassion? And they literally have told me, two different clients, that they really worked on that because they realized they're hard on themselves. So they've been nicer massaging themselves, and they've been more wanting to massage their husbands, or wanting to even look at their husband, you know, in a different way. And how they're nicer, or they'll say something to them that they're like, I can't believe that was my husband. So yes, when we do these things, we create miracles in other people because we're not separate. So it is really fun what's possible. Miracles are so possible.
Oh my God, it gives us all of our power back, all of our power back, right? We just become completely activated.
Mm-hmm.
Activated and embodied. Absolutely. Beautiful, honey.
And I just want to share too that this whole massaging yourself thing inspired me. I was doing a meditation and I had this, people would always ask me, oh, I love your oils. What do you use? And then I thought to myself, why don't I create a sacred body love oil, massage oil?
Lovely.
And I mean, mind you, I'm not an aromatherapist, but I had this idea, how cool would it be if I sold my own product? And then the next day, I did a retreat with women, and the woman who happened to be teaching with me, Stephanie Cimino, she is an organic aromatherapist, and she has like a degree in psychology. So I went up to her and I said, would you be able to make an oil for self-love, for people to love themselves more? And she literally batched up this 5 different essential oils. She's amazing, this woman. And she's like, yeah, I actually create products for people. Can you believe this? So now there's 3 different products that I sell, and that's on my website too. So if people want to do the massage ritual, they can also get the oils on my website. And it's so delicious. And I think that's part of the reason why I glow all the time, because I constantly
use this. Absolutely glow, honey. Always. Yeah. Even if I'm talking about it, I'm like, you embody all of this.
So, but this oil is really delicious. I wish I could just like it's a little bit through the computer, you know.
It's so awesome, honey. My gosh, Michelle, thank you for you and all of your incredible gifts. Make sure you guys, you know, you're going to sign up for that. Everyone's going to sign up for that challenge as it's free gift, and they're going to get to know you more, and they'll get to check out everything that you have, all of your amazing meditations. You're such an empowered, beautiful, embodied woman, and I'm deeply grateful that you're with us sharing this incredible wisdom, and just, I honor you so much, sister.
Oh, thank you so much, Val. Thank you for being you. And I just have to put like a little disclaimer to everyone that the journey has been definitely very rough and bumpy. And I have my ups and downs, and I just don't want people to think that I'm always loving and joyful. I think I just have to say that, because sometimes we watch these videos and we're like, oh my God, that person's so happy. Blah, blah, blah. What's great about me, I think, is that when I'm miserable, I kind of like counsel myself, and I'm like, okay, well, what's really going on? Mm-hmm. And I see all of it as a blessing. So when I'm not feeling so great, that is a blessing, because it's there to show me the contrast and then what's going on. You know, obviously my body is trying to process something, and I get to practice being there for myself again. Yeah. Yes. And that's really, I feel the practice, you know, the spiritual life is to see everything as God, to see everything as perfection, and to instead look at life as, what can I learn from this thunderstorm? What can I learn from this earthquake that's happening in my life, and to be grateful for it? Yeah, so I'm not always happy, not happy all the time. I just have to say that.
But always joyful, but always joyful, you know, even if we're feeling the sadness. And it's a good point to leave us with too, Michelle, because we have our ups and downs, and everybody experiences that. Everyone, no matter what it seems like we look like on Facebook or, you know, in our promotions or whatever it is, like, we all have all of this within us. And so on our journey and on our path of self-discovery and loving ourselves deeply and coming into that ever-present state of joy, within that, we do need to be patient with ourselves, to take our time, to take those baby steps, and to fall down and to get back up as we learn to walk and run and fly, you know, and to just...
It helps in a lot.
Like, little self-forgiveness. Yes. Just embrace
God loves me. Moment. I say that a lot to myself. God loves me. Like, when something happens that I'm sad about, that's not what I wanted to happen, I look up and I say, I know you know why it's happening. I'm not going to have to know why. Like, I just surrender. And I say, something better is coming for me. Something better than this. That's why God is saying no to this, like, with this other person, you know. So I coach myself to trust in God, to trust and have faith in the mystery of life, that something else that I can't see right now, but I do feel that my faith, and I'm not a very religious person, I'm not at all, but like spirituality to me is just believing that there's this major force of creation, nature, that loves us so much and has always got our back. Mm-hmm. And that's my cushion of resilience, because I never doubt it. I never doubt that love. I know in every cell of my body that I am so loved and that everybody is so loved. And when we live from that place, you can't complain about anything. You know, it's like really nothing. It's the greatest love.
The greatest love.
Greatest love.
Beautiful, honey.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. No, I'm so glad we put that little on the end, because it is. It really brings us home, the greatest sense of love, you know, and just trusting and believing in the journey. And in that journey to also like really be conscious of how we're loving ourselves and how we can show up more powerfully from ourselves and live it into the world from the inside out. Beautiful.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, everyone. For seeing everyone in different ways. Online or in the masterclass.
Yes.
Thank you, Val, for this awesome.
Thank you, sweetheart.